Hot take, hot take, hot take, hot take, hot take. I had to get this out. I'm on Twitter earlier, and someone makes a tweet that I cannot believe. And this has to do with sports. If you're familiar with Kendrick Perkins, championship center, played with the Celtics most of his career, also with the Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the best defensive bigs of his time, made a tweet. And he said, my top five point guards of all time. And I got to do a hot take on this because he specifically left somebody off the list, and I felt it was quite disrespectful. And I always have to say something when these old heads try to come at the millennials, because I find it, like, I don't understand, what is it that you don't like about us? What is it that we've done to y'all that y'all just can't stand? He said, my top five greatest point guards of all time. Greatest. Not best. Not most awarded. Not the most accolades. Greatest. So before I even get to the list, my definition of greatest is the combination of skill and accolades. Skill and accolades. So you have to be, of course, one of the most skilled basketball players, or dominant if you're big, but for the most part, one of the most skilled basketball players to be one of the greatest. And then you also have to have the accolades to show that your skill set produced something. Now, it doesn't have to always end in a championship, but it has to at least show that you produced something. Let me get to this tweet, man. This made me stop and pause. He said, my top five greatest point guards of all time. Before I get to this list, I want y'all to think about y'all top five point guards of all time. What is it that you look for? The best passers, the best combo of scoring, passing, leader. Like, what is it that makes up your top five? Like, what are some of the names that just come off the bat as soon as you hear top five point guards? What is it? What comes to mind? You got your list? All right. Now that you got your names in your mind, I want to see if you made any type of connections with Kendrick Perkins. He said, my top five greatest point guards of all time. And this is the order. Number one, Magic Johnson. Respectfully. Number two, Isaiah Thomas. That's interesting to me because I didn't hear nobody talking about Isaiah Thomas until the documentary came out. But that's neither here nor there. That man has his opinion. Number three, John Stockton. One of the best passers the NBA has ever seen. Number four, CP3. Yes, I'll take that as our era. I'll take CP as our era. Definitely as our era. Number five, Gary Payton. Now. There's a specific name. There's two names. Of course, Arnold, he gave an honorable mention to Oscar Robertson. But he left the point guard off that I find highly disrespectful. The point guard that he left off is arguably top three greatest point guards ever. And if you don't want to put him in the top three, that's fine. He don't got to be top three. But to say this man is not top five is a slap in the face. What this man contributed to the game supersedes a lot, arguably, four of these players that was listed. But for whatever reason, this man was not considered a point guard. He followed up that tweet with, "Blank is not a true point guard. He's what we call a hybrid. Change the game, and he will be a top 20 player of all time." A top 20 player of all time? I can concede to that. That's respectful. Top 20. But now, when you talk about people in his class, now, it's one thing for me to be, okay, let's just use school, for example. I could be top 20 in my graduating class. Oh, but best believe I'm the best writer in the school. So that English class, I better be with the greats. I better be top five. I don't want no honorable mention for the thing, for what I do amongst my peers. Now, if you want to add in the bigs and the wings and the small forwards, okay, you can make your argument that this man is top 20. But when you talk about people in his specific class that does what he does, to say that this man is not top five was a slap in the face. And I had to do this because it's like, I gotta see if I'm bugging. I gotta check with y'all. Am I bugging? Do y'all understand the man he just left off the list? Is it hate? Is it hate? I don't know if it's hate. I don't know if it's love. I don't know if it's a different perspective. But when I saw this list, I was just like, no way. All right. Magic Johnson, of course, transformed the game of basketball. 6'9", point guard, 5-time champion, multiple All-Stars. He carried, him and Larry Bird carried the NBA for a decade. Or however long they did. They had their era. They were the top two people of that era. Took the sport from the reigns of Dr. J and that crew. And they ran with it. People don't even know Magic Johnson signed a 25-year contract. Like, this the type of transformative player that he was. Not only did he sign a 25-year contract, it guaranteed him that he got a front office job. Was that the reason that they hired Magic? And fired him so quickly to honor that contract? I don't know. I think it's worth a discussion. But Magic, number one, no debate for me. I'll take the bow out on that. Me and Kendrick agree. Number two, Isaiah Thomas. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't even know much about Isaiah Thomas' story until this documentary. But now that I've gotten a lot more insight as to how great of a player he was and how he was the best player on a 2-time championship team and how he had to go through the Celtics, how he had to go through the Bulls, how he had to go through the Lakers, that's respectable. And then in his words, he helped create the Bulls that we hold to such a high standard, that we love so much. Because they were willing to push you to that level. You were either going to run us over, run through us, or we were going to run through y'all. It was that simple. And that's one thing I appreciate about Isaiah Thomas standing at 6 feet, arguably the best little man to ever play the game. Gotta respect that. John Stockton, he probably would be number two, but he's a loser, so next. But he's one of the greatest passers we've ever seen. Him and the Mailman, arguably the best 1-2 punch. Arguably. No, not even arguably. Because that's just disrespectful. But they're one of the best 1-2 punches the league has ever seen. Clear. Chris Paul. Again, two-way point guard. Pit bull. Played both ends. One of the best passes we've ever seen. Personally, I would put him above John Stockton because he played both ends of the floor. There's really nothing Chris Paul can't do. I think he was limited because of his height. If Chris Paul was 6'3", 6'4", the league would have a big, big problem on their hands. But he wasn't. He was one of the best passers that the league has ever seen, hands down. I'll give you that, top five. Gary Payton, one of my favorite players. One of my favorite players. The glove. Strap, lock, down. It got real uncomfortable when Gary Payton walked in that arena. Well, you know you had to go against GP. Oh, it was going to be some smack talking. It was going to be some elbow throwing. I forgot who it was, but somebody was talking about how Gary Payton was so good that he was able to control every part of the arena. He would back you down. three quarters of the court while he's talking to you. He's saying, oh, you can't guard me. He's also calling the play from the other side of the free throw line. He's calling the play, telling people where to go. He's talking to the ref, telling the ref, hey, I don't want you, I want you checking him because he's fouling me. He's about to foul me. So he's talking to the ref. And he's also talking smack to the fan. Like, he had control of the entire arena. But what I just loved about Gary Payton, and when I watched Gary Payton's tapes, it was just that dog, that I don't care who you think you are. When you come over here, when you come see GP, oh, it's on. So GP top five, I could take that. But somebody got to go. I don't know who it is. One of these five got to go. I'm going to say one of these four. Because Magic, spot is solidified. But you got Oscar Robertson, the first person to ever average a triple-double, putting up numbers that's similar to, like, the numbers that people awe about LeBron. Oscar, the big O, had that all-around game. And he was nice. But that's debatable if y'all want to put him in our top five. But this man that he left off his top five, the greatest shooter ever, the marksman, the one who revolutionized the game of basketball to what we see today, the baby-faced assassin, the first-time unanimous MVP, three-time champion, multiple-time All-Star, Steph Curry, not top five? Steph Curry? How? You gonna say Steph Curry was, you called him a hybrid? What the hell is a, you know how many, LeBron is a hybrid. So you're not gonna classify LeBron as a small forward? You gonna classify him as a point guard? But I don't know. But how do you not have the greatest shooter the NBA has ever seen? How do you not put a three-time champion in that top five when you have three point guards that have never won? This man helped transform the NBA. He made kids believe that you don't have to jump high like Michael Jordan. You don't have to be 6'6", 280, like, or 260 like LeBron when he came into the league. Sorry, LeBron wasn't even 6'6". LeBron was 6'8", 260. You don't got to be that to be great. You can work on your craft. You can develop that jump shot. Get your handle. Have the vision. And you can make something of yourself. Everybody wants to be Steph Curry now. Everybody. And to say that he's not top five when, oh man, remember when Steph was almost, when that glimpse, that blink of an eye, when Steph was arguably the best player in the league at 6 foot something, probably like 6 foot two. Maybe not even 200 pounds? Three-time champion, two-time MVP? Huh? Kendrick Perkins, man, I disagree with you, respectfully. I mean, if I had to take somebody off this list, I'd probably take off... Sorry, excuse me. Honestly, it would probably be between John Stockton and Gary Payton. Now, the only knock I have against Steph Curry is that the Steph Curry that we saw in the season, the explosive marksman, greatest shooter ever, I feel like I didn't really, really see that same player in the finals. And I think that shows because he's never won a finals MVP. Granted, the last two championships he won, he wasn't the best player on the team, so it's not easy to get a finals MVP when you're not the best player. So I'll give him that. But his performances in the finals, we have seen his numbers dip a little bit. But does that mean he doesn't deserve to be top five point guards of all time? Absolutely not, Kendrick Perkins. I respect your basketball acumen, and I would love to have this debate, but I respectfully disagree that Steph Curry is not a true point guard. He's actually an underrated passer. He's a willing passer. He's an underrated passer. He can shoot. He can drive. Like, what is it that I don't understand? Like, okay, maybe looking at this list again, I'm starting to understand that Magic was a pass for his point guard. John Stockton was a pass for his point guard. Chris Paul, somewhat of a pass for his point guard. Not really sure on GP and IT because I didn't really see them play that well. I mean, that much. But maybe that's what he's looking for. But give me 25, 6, and 5 any night for my point guard. We good. 90% from the free throw line. 40-plus percent from three. Give me that. We good. But I just felt that I had to get that hot take off my chest. I felt that was really disrespectful. Let me know what you think. Is Steph Curry a top five point guard? Let me know. This is James Motivates, and I'm switching the name to the James Motivates Podcast. We appreciate you. Let's do it.